and worldwide acclaim as an athlete. But rather than making a business out of being a celebrity, he's put his celebrity to work in creating real and enduring businesses. Now, the savvy he's displayed is hardly something new for Magic. When he was only 19 years old, after two brilliant years at Michigan State that included a national championship, some of you will remember the game against Larry Bird in Indiana State, he was drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers. So he was flown out to LA to meet the team owner, taken to a famous restaurant, and served a fish called Sand Dabs, which he'd never heard of, neither have I, and he didn't like it at all. He was also offered $400,000 a year to play in the NBA, certainly not bad in 1979, you know, or for that matter, any year. But on his own and without an agent, Magic rejected the offer as too low and calmly said he'd return to college instead. He also sent back the fish. The Lakers, not expecting any of this from a college sophomore from blue-collar Lansing, Michigan, backpedaled furiously and ended up signing him to a $500,000 contract. And for you math students, that's 25% more. Magic has written that he wanted to be a business executive before he wanted to be a basketball player, and the Lakers learned that day that he was born to negotiate as well as to find the open man. As you know, Magic's spectacular NBA career was cut short in 1991 when he tested positive for the HIV virus.